Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us here in the studio as he does each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, good to see you.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great, avoiding the crowds in Washington, D.C., ready to play the quiz.
Something happening in D.C. today? But first, let's clear up the challenge from last week in which I said, start with the phrase saw double. Change one letter to an F, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase for what you might do if you use too much electricity. What is the phrase?
If you swap in an F for the D, you can rearrange to spell blow a fuse.
Yep. All right, Ian. On January 20th, 1920, the American Civil Liberties Union was founded. Formed by the directors of an organization called the National Civil Liberties Bureau, whose focus was primarily on freedom of speech issues and supporting conscientious objectors during World War I, the ACLU continued the freedom of speech work done by its predecessor, but concentrated on issues within the labor movement. Over the decades, the ACLU has been involved with a wide range of civil liberties issues, including Native American rights, separation of church and state, and anti-war activism. To commemorate the ACLU's founding, each correct answer this week will start with either the letters AC or LU. Created in 1962, when an employee of General Mills had the idea to combine Cheerios with bits of Circus Peanuts candy, what product originally had four different colored marshmallows, and over the years has featured such shapes as pine trees, whales, and hourglasses?
Are they magically delicious?
They might be.
Lucky Charms?
Yep. Actually, the first cereal to include marshmallows. While its first use in a metaphorical sense dates to an 1840 story by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, what phrase comes from Greek mythology, where it refers to the one place on a young child the waters of the river Styx, which would supposedly bestow invulnerability, did not touch when his mother dipped him in the river?
It's Achilles' heel.
Achilles' heel is right. Recorded in 1968 and originally released on a 1969 benefit album titled No One's Gonna Change Our World, released to support the World Wildlife Fund, what Beatles song later appeared on the Let It Be album and was used as the title for a 2007 film whose plot borrows heavily from compositions by the group?
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
No. That does fit the category, but
yes,
that is not the correct answer.
I'm having a total blank here.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I did see that film. Across the Universe.
It's Across the Universe. That is correct. And in 2008, NASA beamed across the universe towards Polaris to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the song and the 50th anniversary of NASA. They beamed it, wait for it, across the universe. What superhero first appeared in 1972 at the height of the blaxploitation genre, gained superhuman strength and unbreakable skin after being subjected to an experimental procedure, and is portrayed by actor Mike Coulter in two Netflix original series, Jessica Jones and one named after the character?
This is really driving me nuts because I listened to this guy talk about taking the role.
Both of his names are a one-syllable word.
All right, I give up.
That is Luke Cage.
And if our friends at the Retconned podcast at WAMC ever hear this, I'm going to be in serious trouble.
You are in trouble with Rick Marshall indeed. And finally, on a Monopoly board, what space sits between Park Place and Boardwalk and forces a player who lands on it to pay $75 to the bank, at least in the classic edition of the game?
Luxury tax.
That is correct. Whether you're in Acapulco or Luxembourg, drop us a line, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, which might include A.C. Slater, or this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the words liberty and right. That's L-I-B-E-R-T-Y and R-I-G-H-T. Rearrange the letters to spell two six-letter words, an animal and a number. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor, but not an acrostic constructor.
Nope.
For the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.